Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
Is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
To Saipan, the Northern Mariana Islands. This is the United States of America. The Oceania is the large story. Indo-Pacific is the command for the U.S. Navy. And Oceania is the contest between the People's Republic of China, the United States of America, and our allies, battling for the islands and the reach of Oceania, initially in the contest of favoring Taiwan or favoring the mainland. But generally speaking, we're talking about the defense of the U.S. and the defense of our allies, Australia, Japan, the Philippines, in East Asia. Cleo Pascal of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies has been traveling this vast territory. We last spoke when she was in Palau. Palau, the Federated States of Micronesia, and the Marshall Islands describe three different sovereign states that associate themselves with the United States for defense. Cleo identifies it as the Corridor of Freedom. Between Hawaii and the Philippines are these three sovereign states. In the event of conflict, any one of those states in the possession of the People's Liberation Army Navy would cut the ability of the U.S. to resupply the Philippines and Japan and Taiwan. You look at the map, it's the same as in 1944. Cleo, a very good day to you in Saipan. This is the largest of the Northern Mariana Islands, and we speak of it as the United States of America. 79 years ago, right now, June and July of 1944, there was a horrific battle. The Japanese defenders died to almost nothing, from tens of thousands to less than 1,000 survivors. Many Japanese officers retreated to the caves afterwards. The U.S. losses were also astonishingly high. Now you're on Saipan, and we're looking back across the Corridor of Freedom to the Philippines. You've come from Palau. You speak of the Federated States of Micronesia. So let's go to FSM, because there's a letter from a previous leader of FSM that the Chinese are making active requests, demands, and maneuvers to subdue the FSM for China. What can you tell us about the efforts there? Who's doing what, and who is Mr. Wu? Good day to you, Cleo.
Good day. Yes, from Palau, I went to the Federated States of Micronesia. It is Federated States. It's basically four countries or four very different places, including Yap and Chuuk, which is the Battle of Truk, if you remember that, and Koh Rai and Pohnpei, which is where the capital is. And that's where I was a few days ago. And President Panuelo, as you mentioned, wrote that letter in March that described what he called Chinese political warfare and gray zone activity in the country. And one element of it was there was this man that they were trying to install as ambassador, Chinese ambassador to the Federated States of Micronesia, Mr. Wu, who had a background that it would be very difficult to think of as anything but part of, you know, the security services, or, I mean, very unusual background. And in the letter, then President Panuelo says that the concern is that his job when he becomes ambassador in Federated States of Micronesia is to essentially run operations to try to pull FSM away from the United States. And as a result, he actually rejected Mr. Wu as ambassador to FSM. Very unusual diplomatic move, but he was so concerned about this man that he took the stand. well, he lost, President Penwell lost his election. He's now out of office. There's a new government in power. And when I was there last week, Mr. Wu was officially presented his credentials and is now the ambassador of China to the Federated States of Micronesia.
How does it work? What will Wu do? Presuming he is state security, what should we watch for at FSM?
He'll continue this operation of trying to figure out who he can co-opt and who he can leverage. There was in the letter, President Penuelo also describes a couple, two attempts at getting an MOU passed that I suspect probably involved port access and deep sea mining potentially. They keep calling it blue economy because it sounds benign or even benevolent. But actually what it means is access to marine zones, which, of course, has strategic implications apart from fisheries and things like that. So I'd expect to see a lot of increase in direct Chinese activity around critical infrastructure, communications, but also embedding with elite capture. The kind of thing that they already had, but ramped up very quickly. And we can see how fast it happened. When they got Sui Dani out in Malaita, within a week, they had the Huawei survey teams on the ground. So I think it might happen very quickly, and it needs to be watched quite carefully.
You're referring to Malaita and Sui Dani. That's the Solomon Islands. And what you're describing sounds like the same playbook that worked in the Solomons. First, you turn the leader of the country, and then you bribe the officials, and then you work to drive a wedge between people who want to stay allied with the U.S. and Taiwan and those who don't. And your measure is that that'll work in the same way at FSM that it did in the Solomons?
So, well, FSM doesn't recognize Taiwan, so it doesn't have that layer of protection. And it has to be said that this is a country that, for some way or another, was tied closely to the United States since the end of World War II. And in that time, there has been very little development done by the U.S. And as a result, it leaves a wide opening for anybody wanting to come in, who comes in and says they want to do some sort of development. So it may be that some of the leaders are genuinely concerned about the welfare of their citizens, of their voters, and think that this might be better than what the U.S. has not offered over the past decades. But of course, we know that that might be a short-term gain, but over the long term, you're essentially creating a situation where you become an inconvenience in your own country to Chinese planners. So I don't know how much of it is straight up elite capture. I don't know whether the new president, what's in his mind, but I know what's in the minds of that Chinese ambassador. And over at least the medium term, if not the short term, it's not going to be good for the people of the Federated States of Micronesia.
The way I've come to think of this, Cleo, is that there are these permanent aircraft carriers between Hawaii and the Philippines, the Marshalls, Federated States of Micronesia, where you are now, where you were, and Palau. So let's go to Palau. Your visit there included visits to important sites like the Kwajalein Atoll and other parts of the U.S. presence in Palau. However, my memory of our conversation is that Palau needs much more than U.S. military facilities. It needs tourists. Is that story moving in any fashion, because the Chinese are using tourism as a tool as well? Is there a match to that on the U.S. side?
Yes. So Kwajalein is in the Marshall Islands. Palau, they're looking at putting in the over-the-horizon radar installation on Angar. And they did use tourism as leverage. And the Chinese, they pulled the tourists. They built up to about half of the tourism trade, then pulled them to try to pressure them to derecognize Taiwan. But just while I was there, the direct flights from Macau had started up again. And there were concerns that there weren't as many Chinese tourists leaving on those flights as were arriving on those flights. So that definitely is happening. And it's a similar situation here in the Commonwealth of Northern Mariana, specifically Saipan. Saipan has a visa waiver program, essentially. It's called something else now, that allowed Chinese tourists to arrive in Saipan with fewer restraints than in the rest of the United States. And one of the stories that just broke recently is that what I've heard is that several hundred Chinese have taken boats from Saipan to Guam, where they don't have that kind of visa waiver, in order to insinuate themselves into the United States. So there is this whole kind of relationship with Chinese tourism in Saipan that is concerning and complicated, but very much like Palau, unless they get some other form of investment, some other tourists or other form of economic development, it becomes very hard to turn away the Chinese tourists.
I thank Cleo for teaching me carefully. I mentioned Kwajalein. It was on my mind because that's where Elon Musk and SpaceX first experienced disappointment and then success in learning how to push a rocket booster into orbit, Kwajalein, the Kwajalein Islands, where there's a military presence. Cleo, you were in Palau, where there's also a military presence. Please remind me about the facility that the U.S. is building there.
So it's an over-the-horizon radar installation. It has multiple components to it. The biggest component is the receiving station, which is going to be built on Angar Island. There have been some complications with the development of the site, in part because the behavior of the military contractors, U.S. military contractors, has not been exemplary and has created problems with the local population. It's been in fits and starts. It's an essential component, very important component at least, of U.S. defense plans in case of a Taiwan contingency. But it's being delayed because of some misunderstandings, lack of communication, railroading of local populations. Hopefully it'll get sorted out soon. We'll see.
Cleo Pascal of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, she's traveling in Oceania, this vast contest where there's a battle underway. It's not a military battle that we picture from World War II, guns blasting guns. It's a political battle between the extremely well-informed and relentless People's Republic of China and elements of the U.S. and our allies throughout the Pacific. When we come back, we're going to speak of Saipan, the Northern Marianas, its criticality in the corridor of freedom. And also, Cleo has met people who remember 79 years ago and the battle for Saipan, June, July, 1944. I'm John Batchelor.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Chances are, you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info, and if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anna-based pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at washablesofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.